I believe the Lord working and seeking may be seen in many different ways, how the Lord in circumstances, he uses circumstances in order to bring that desire, that to seek him. And I think we have an example in the what we call the prodigal in the 15th chapter of Luke's gospel. He went far away, a far country. That's where sin has brought us. And he doesn't have a thought of returning until he's at the end of his resources. Then he finds there's no friends. That he has nobody that's even interested in him, not to give him a way of life. When he returns, he begins by saying he spent all, and as a mighty famine in the land began to be in want. So when he began to be in want, and this is what God allows in the life of an individual, to give us to the experience of what it really means to be at a distance away from God. And then the circumstances, they become very real. And he begins to feel this. And he did not even find anything to satisfy his natural needs. But we apply that spiritually here. He did not have what his soul really needed. And so he's still in a far country when he comes to himself and he gets his speech all ready, how he's going to approach the Father. He was not yet at the end of himself. He was speaking there and he realized how many hired servants he had. And he says, I'm no longer worthy to be thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Now, he didn't have an opportunity to ever say that. The Father, when he saw, I'm no longer worthy to be thy son, you know, he wasn't worthy to be a servant either. An awful servant who had left the master earlier. And what would he do? What could he do to regain confidence? But the Father's love was stirred. And that is what is I find so beautiful to see, that he came to himself, and then he said, I perish with hunger. I will rise and go to my father and say to him, and I won't go to the point of what the father does, but that'll come in the restoration part. But he runs when he sees him a long way off. You see, the father looked upon that son all the time. And the son had still was still in the far country when he says this in his heart. We don't read that he made one step towards the father's house. He was there at a distance. And then this was in his heart. And the father knew what he had wrought in the heart. So he runs out to meet him. And it's a wonderful thing to witness a true work of restoration in a soul. We've had the joy, just very, very recent, to see the restoration, to witness the restoration of a soul. And such a one is thankful for the discipline that God used in his case to restore him back. That is a great thing to see when I begin to recognize all that God allows in my life is because he loves me and it's in order to restore me. I may think it's very hard. Why does he do that to me? Why do I have to suffer this? Nobody else does. They do far worse things. But God has in mind to give recovery. And this is it. When he gets to see himself, he sees how wretched he is. And he says, you know, I'm really not worthy to be restored to my brethren. This is what God can do.
I was just wondering if we can consider the word seek a little bit, because it has a special theme in the scripture, and it's always connected with something that is very unique. But perhaps I say a word about seek, just for us all to understand the thought of repentance is really changing direction. So we've been talking about sowing and reaping. And when the person comes to himself, it is of absolute importance to change direction. It's like a jug handle, a U-turn. You're going back to where. But the Lord said it a couple of times, seek ye me and seek ye Jehovah and live. The word seek in the scripture, it is always connected with the preeminence of Christ. Let's just go through some verses. The place where God chose to place his name, it is recorded many times, this place that he said, seek after. It requires an exercise, dear brethren. Repentance is an exercise where it is displayed in the soul. It is not only saying, oh, I'm sorry. It is something that is observed. It's something that is requiring movement. When you go to Psalm 27, that same word appears. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and this will I seek after. What is it? It's the person of the Christ. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord and behold his beauty. When it comes to the light of New Testament, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Brethren, real repentance begins in the soul of a person when Christ will regain, if you will, his first place in that soul. Becomes number one again. The unfortunate thing in the days we are living in, perhaps Christ is our last person in our list. We are concerned about so many things in this world. Our object is so big that perhaps it's my job, it's my family, it's my possessions. But unless I come to the thought of seek ye me, where Christ have to have his rightful place back in that soul for this pathway of repentance. But he said, seek ye me and seek ye Jehovah. That God is not only reminding me that he is the God of relationships, Jehovah. That he is one who desire to maintain this fellowship and communion. But seek ye me. To me, it entails everything that is his very nature, essence, attribute. Just to seek after his love, his kindness. What he is in his person, more than just the relationship that we always enjoyed, but what he is in his person, what he is in his present ministry for me, what he is for me in the work of recovery. And dear brethren, unless we seek the Lord and he becomes number one priority in my life, the preeminent one in my life, it's going to be a tough road of repentance. We have to go back to seek him to be number one in my life.